Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there, BTN News listeners. Yes, we're back. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 2nd of May. Yes, it's a brand new month for us. 2017, we'll get you caught up with the best technology news coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Starting things off in UK Parliament today. A group of UK MPs is calling on the government to hand over some fines to those social networks who fail to remove illegal content within a strict time frame. Now, what do we mean by illegal content? Well, this is pretty broad right now. Anywhere from, you know, the stuff that you shouldn't be downloading that you can find in legal means, yeah, to hate speech. Now, while these group of MPs have done a little bit of praising for Google, Facebook, and Twitter's efforts to curb this sort of stuff, it just isn't quite good enough yet. And their idea of financial punishment to these companies would be similar to Germany. Now, those of you that don't know what Germany's charging, well, considering the new rules, fines up to 50 million euros. Whoa! Bloomberg and Twitter getting lovey-dovey on this Tuesday, because it seems Twitter will now stream video news from Bloomberg all day, all the time, 365 days a year. Yeah, that's right, Bloomberg said the social network are teaming up for a creative 24/7 news channel. Now, we don't know what the channel's going to be called yet, but it will discuss, apparently, a wide variety of topics that go well beyond what Bloomberg does right now. And, as they put it, will be focused on the most important news for an intelligent audience around the globe. Now, no, don't be heading to Twitter just yet. Now, there's no channel up and running yet. Probably going to be before fall of this year before we start seeing the thing up and running. Moving on to Facebook and more of their practices. Now, we all pretty much know Facebook probably knows more about us than we do. So much so, they thought that maybe, you know, insecure and maybe overwhelmed teenagers, yeah, maybe that'd be fitting for their advertisers. A 23-page document, which, by the way, comes from the newspaper The Australian, revealed this social network provided detailed data about teens in Australia, including when they felt, say, overwhelmed or anxious, you know, these kind of things. That way, they could help their advertisers target those individuals at the most appropriate time they needed to be targeted. Now, this works because of, you know, artificial intelligence. And basically, we'll track interactions, internet activity in real time. That way, Facebook can kind of tell when you're stressed or deflated, feeling a little nervous, maybe slightly stupid. And then, of course, pass that on to the advertiser so at that particular time, they can put you an ad and say, you know what, you're depressed, why don't you take this pill? Now, believe it or not, Facebook actually did respond to this, saying the analysis done by the Australian researchers was intended to help marketers understand how people express themselves on Facebook. It was never to be used to target ads and was based on data that was anonymous and aggregated. Yeah, right. And finally, our NES classic woes. Where can we find one without having to get a mortgage? Well, I don't know if it's actually going to happen, but at least Nintendo's kind of addressed the elephant in the room. Yeah, that's right. Nintendo's kind of said the reason why they've stopped production on this thing. Yeah, according to Nintendo, they didn't expect it to be this popular. And unfortunately, they don't have unlimited resources at their fingertips to keep on pumping these things out, really. According to an interview in Time magazine, Nintendo's president pretty much said that, yeah, they met their mark of selling 2.3 million units worldwide, and since they met their goal, they think they need to move on to other things. Going on to say, Nintendo originally planned this to be a product just for the holidays, and we didn't anticipate how incredible the response would be. I'm sorry, somebody's got to be a complete freaking idiot over there marketing a Nintendo. We've only been clamoring for this for how many years? Give me a break. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website. Get on over there and check it out for yourself. Get subscribed to our wonderful podcast. Hey, and speaking of podcasts, The Pocket Show Season 2 will be arriving upon us very soon. So you're definitely not going to want to miss that. Get subscribed to the feed over there. And while you're waiting for the new episodes to arrive, check out the old ones. It's a fun listen. Also, give us a like on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well. Kyle Swagger, and of course our BTN Slack room with our BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of it. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be returning for your Hump Day Wednesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely Tuesday, would you? All right. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.